You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
Indeed. It's Thursday. It's around 4:20, and that means it's Marijuana Media with old mate Chris Fowley. How's it going, man?
Very well. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you see, you came in saying, look, it's another week of full-on DAC news.
Full-on news on the dackweed world. Yesterday, another historic day down in Parliament there, where they had the first hearings onto the medicinal cannabis bill.
Nice.
And by historic, I'm meaning, you know, that we just haven't had anything like this happen since 1975, you know, the whole history of the Misuse of Drugs Act.
In terms of
a law being put through Parliament that aims to make it better.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so we've like had nothing but crap for 40 years.
Of sense.
So this is a historic moment. We have a government that's wanting to do it. And the fact that
those original laws, that's probably a hangover from the American war on drugs scenario, right? Like, we just sort of follow their lead and now we were stuck with that crap, right?
Right. In some ways, we beat the Americans. We prohibited cannabis in 1927. They were 1937.
Wow.
You know, and yeah. So, you know, and our laws got really bad in the early 60s, but Nixon came along in the late 60s, you know. But certainly, yeah, we haven't been running an independent policy, that's for sure. But things are looking pretty good now. So
cool.
Down at this hearing, you had some really good presentations from the Drug Foundation, from Shane LeBrun, the MCANZ.
What does MCA stand for?
Oh, Medical Cannabis Awareness,
oh, nice,
New Zealand.
Nice.
Shane LeBrun's been really fronting the campaign, did an amazing job. It really was amazing because you had, firstly, the Drug Foundation really set the tone of saying, hey, you've got to make this bill better for it to work. You've got to widen it. And they gave some really suggestive, detailed, concrete recommendations, you know. And then you had a whole lot of waffle from these kind of conservative people.
Mm.
Pharmacy Guild, the doctors, kind of worried about, oh, it's a blast.
The Pharmacy Guild.
Geez, you go into a pharmacy and they're selling kind of like homeopathic stuff and kind of herbs.
Echinacea? Echinacea?
And then here they are in the parliament getting all worried about, oh, we're not sure about this. So it was very odd. Yeah, and then Shane stepped up and just kind of wiped the floor with them. You know, he was clearly the smartest guy in the room.
So, he had the facts.
And absolutely.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, that's very good. Very good. Well done all around.
Awesome. And was that broadcast on Parliament TV? Could people have watched
it? They only do Parliament TV covers the main chamber, but for the first time, they live streamed that hearing on Facebook.
They recognised the historical moment as well.
Yeah, they've never done it before.
Cool.
So they live streamed the whole hearing. There were a few technical glitches. They're promising to make that better for next time.
Look, they can't have Rick. He's ours.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hands off. So next week, we're hoping, you know, they'll get all that sorted, because next week is normal presenting. Next Wednesday the 11th.
Wow.
And that'll be at about 10:30 or 10:45 a.m. And as I say, streamed on Facebook. And you just go to the Health Select Committee. They have their own page on Facebook. You just look it up.
What's
and there
happening?
You go, you're
what
watching.
What are normal doing? What?
You're just, well, you're having, is our presentation.
Are you popping down?
Mate, I'm not going to this one.
No, okay.
I didn't take the lead on the normal submission. We let the patient side of normal take the lead on that. You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. And so they're basically like, obviously sort of cherry picking the most out front activists, shall we say. Is that...
They clearly put up a selection of views yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't all one way, you know.
Right.
But hopefully as this goes on, because it's going to go for the rest of this month and then all through May as well. So April, they're hearing from the organisations. And then May, they hear from individuals, from patients and just individuals who did submissions. So, but from what we understand, 1,000 people asked to be heard.
Wow.
And clearly that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But a whole bunch will. They might only get 5 minutes each, but if you think, well, there's 4 weeks in May and it's 2 or 3 hours, you know, you can get through a lot of people. But I'm sure that by the end of that, they will have received the message loud and clear.
Far out. Sounds cool.
Yeah. And it just comes down to, you know, will they do it? So as a good sign, you know, will they make it better? So you had like the Nats, when this bill went through in its first reading, 30th of January, Nats saying in Parliament, this needs to be better, this needs to be widened, this needs to include people with pain, and we're going to work with the government to make that happen, make those amendments. Well, now they're on the committee, and you know, we need to see that happen. But as a good sign, so if you you know, you might look at it cynically, but I don't. I think this is a really good sign. So Jonathan Coleman, as we all know, Jonathan Coleman, he quit, right?
Okay.
He was a real blockage to medicinal cannabis last year as Minister of Health.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gone from someone who is a real block on the committee, and instead we have Erica Stanford, who is very supportive. She was one of the three Nats who were prepared to cross the floor and vote for Chloe's bill. Nice. And now she's on the committee. So that just, it's another positive sign, you know, that things are going pretty well, I think. Yeah, but what else? Things are happening in Australia too.
Okay.
We're hearing a lot, you know, that the government's saying they're going to model the medical cannabis industry and what's happening in Australia.
Okay.
And Australia has been very tight. It's led to a lot of share market kind of activity of companies and things, but it hasn't really changed things for patients yet.
Yeah, that kind of gives me the shits a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Well, so they've made a couple of changes just in the last couple of weeks. So one is that they've put cannabis preparations in a lower schedule. The Senate did that just last week. So
cool.
Now doctors will be able to prescribe medical cannabis products in Australia without needing approval off the Minister of Health and things.
Wow.
So that's immediately going to change things. And then in terms of from the business side, they have also allowed them to export, and that is including seeds and genetics.
Cash money, revenue.
Well, you need a lawful supply of genetics, right? And at the moment, if you want to set up a medical cannabis industry in New Zealand, where do you get these from? Because they won't, we don't know yet, but they might not let you just take a plant that you've found from someone down the road or whatever.
They'll purchase seeds from America or something like that.
Well, America won't let you have them. So you're kind of limited to Canada. Israel won't let you have them either.
But also, we've probably got our own strains that we should be kicking ass with.
They might not let us have them.
That's messed up.
I'm curious what Australia's reputation is like for strains.
Most of the jack that I've smoked over there has not impressed me, John. Well, that my friends have smoked anyway. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. What's your reputation like, Chris?
I think it's changed. I think they used to have that rep, but I think that was a bit more because it was just growing out in the bush and it's kind of wild. And any time you grow like that here, and it's crap too. But
Hydro, you create the climate, don't you?
Yeah, and increasingly that's, you know, the last few times I've been over to Aussie on inspections, I must say I've been thoroughly impressed.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I wanted to know. And you had a lighter sort of story about our old friend Jeremy Wells.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Mate.
Wait.
Well, we've got a call, actually.
Hang on.
Look, we'll come back to Jeremy. We've just actually got a phone call. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I might be out of touch. I'm just wondering, did you guys see the documentary a few weeks ago on Choice TV about medicinal cannabis?
I saw that one over in Australia, actually.
What was it called?
What was it? The Living Leaf or something like that. It was absolutely phenomenal. If anyone can get on, I think Choice TV do like on demand.
Yeah.
If they're interested in it, it was absolutely amazing. It had a lot of doctors from Israel and talking to people in Australia and that. And it's I believe the stuff that they give for epilepsy to children and all that has very low THC, but it's got, I think it's MDAs or something in it.
Or a CBD sort of.
MDA, that might be it.
So
they're the strains that they've got to get, otherwise all these kids will be getting high and not.
Actually, you need a little bit of CBD to actually even give you a pleasant buzz as a recreational smoker. Pure THC will ruin your fucking day, man. That shit is powerful stuff.
Well, it won't ruin it.
Well, it can do that.
If you have too much, it could lead to anxiety
but
things.
But it's a balance,
CBD's
right?
The opposite.
It's like you want the nice percentages going. Hey, well, thanks for that, caller. Well, I'm sure people can check that out if they're into it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. CBD. It's not the enemy, John. Don't get caught up in your catchphrases thinking THC is all there is.
It is important, though, that we do recognise that CBD isn't... medical cannabis isn't just CBD. It seems that a lot of people down in Wellington and Parliament have that impression. And they think that THC is the high, the recreational, and CBD is the medical. But it's not. It's like what you're saying. It's a mix of both.
Yeah.
And you want certain ratios, but in almost all cases, you want both.
Mm. I watched a video online of a lady...
someone mainlining
injecting
both.
THC. Looked like someone's mum, you know, just hanging out. She'd never tried marijuana. And first they injected her with a CBD THC balance, which they considered to be a good time. And she was having a good time. And then afterwards, she just did a straight THC, and she was obviously just not ready for that.
We're talking
scenario.
About a mainline situation.
Yeah,
though.
I think it's the most exact way to dose someone if you're doing it like that and really trying to experiment with something like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's alive! Alive!
I guess if you're doing something in a lab situation as well, it's not conducive to you certainly necessarily being relaxed.
That is a good point. Yes, that's a very good point. Yeah, but certainly, yeah, under medical supervision, I guess a lot of it is down to getting that right dosage. A lot of it, like what we're hearing in Australia, is that the dose of CBD for epilepsy to actually really treat it properly is something like 15 milligrams a kilo of body weight. And when you extrapolate that out, that's a huge amount. And when you look at what they're charging for pharmaceutical preparations, it just becomes absolutely unaffordable.
Yeah.
So it's really important we bring that price down for making these cannabinoid-based medicines. And the only way you can do that is by making it locally made.
Yeah, or more people make it, right?
Yeah, more people, more than one producer, locally made, and not treated the same as a synthetic pharmaceutical, because that needs all those studies behind it to prove, because it's brand new. This is not a brand new thing. This is a herbal thing.
Yeah.
This is like the echinacea, right? But echinacea that works.
Are you there, caller?
What up, guys? Hey, look, I'm a stoner for 40 years, okay? And in all my time, I've seen so few people have adverse reactions. I'm really impressed with it. To keep certain mental illnesses at bay and comfortable so that people don't get to critical mass.
Mm. All right? Right on, man.
That's only my personal experiences, and still today I utilize it very much for the mental health aspect of its ability to just take that chill out of that crap that gets in your brain sometimes.
Totally hear you, man. You just keep on keeping on. You sound like you got the right idea about it, man.
Oh, man, hey, just take care of it, and let's look after New Zealand, because we're getting the hang of having an MMP government and everybody looking after the best thing for the country, including National. Hey, word up, the new changes.
I'm shaking your hand down the radio waves line, mate.
No problem,
thank you very much.
My friend, I've really always have admired your eloquence and your quick wit, as well as your intelligence. It's a pleasure to enjoy your company on this medium.
Oh, right on, bro. Take it easy out there.
Guys.
Toodle pit. On that note, actually. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.